This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee moves to public hearings this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, Democrats say the president abused power by withholding aid to Ukraine in exchange for damning information on a political rival.
The move comes after weeks of Republican accusations of Democrats working in secret. Republicans have continued to defend the president, even those who believe his conduct wasn't appropriate.
It is inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival. I believe it was inappropriate. I do not believe it was impeachable.
Democrats disagree.
The president broke the law.
At the heart of the inquiry is a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump asks for a probe into a 2020 Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, his son Hunter's work for a Ukrainian natural gas company, and a debunked theory that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. At the time of the call, Trump was withholding $391 million in U.S. military aid for Kyiv. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
In Bolivia, a major change to the political landscape after weeks of protests around irregularities in last month's elections. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Bolivian President Evo Morales announced he would resign on Sunday after the country's military called on him to step down amid a fierce backlash over a disputed October election. Protesters cheered the news of Morales' resignation, which comes after a report issued by the Organization of American States said the October 20th vote should be annulled after an audit found, quote, clear manipulations of the voting system and that the results of the election could not be verified due to, quote, serious irregularities.
This is VOA News. According to media reports, at least one person was wounded after Hong Kong police opened fire during protests on Monday. Chaos erupted across the city a day after officers fired tear gas to break up demonstrations that are now entering their sixth month. Video footage showed a protester lying in a pool of blood with his eyes wide open. Police also pepper sprayed and subdued a woman nearby as plastic crates were thrown at the officers. Police declined comment when contacted by the media. Voters in Spain cast their ballots Sunday in the country's fourth election in 4 years. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party, is expected to be the big winner, as it was the last time. In the previous election, however, the Spanish leader's party failed to win enough votes to form a stable government. Thousands of people marched in Paris and other French cities against Islamophobia, targeting Western Europe's largest Muslim population, VOA's Lisa Bryan.
Several recent events helped catalyze this protest. Last month, two Muslims were shot and seriously wounded outside a mosque in southwestern France. France's conservative Senate also approved an amendment banning veiled women from accompanying their children on school outings. The lower house is unlikely to pass it, but it followed an incident where a far-right lawmaker demanded a woman visiting a regional council to remove her headscarf, leaving her son in tears. 68-year-old Julia Fernandez was among the many non-Muslims who joined the march. She likened the current climate to the anti-Semitism of the 1930s, before the Holocaust. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Trump's former UN ambassador alleges in an upcoming memoir that the two top administration officials tried to enlist her in opposing some of the president's policies, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In her book, With All Due Respect, Nikki Haley describes a meeting in which then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and then-White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told her that they were trying to resist the president on certain matters in order to save the country. Haley writes she was shocked by the approach and thought Tillerson and Kelly were following a dangerous path, trying to impose their own beliefs. Asked to respond, Kelly told CBS's Sunday Morning, if by resistance installing she means putting a staff process in place to ensure the president knew all the pros and cons and could make an informed decision, then guilty as charged. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.